We're up to the capital of Haluka, Shir Lashem Shir Chodosh. We say, Shir Lashem, sing to Hashem Shir Chodosh, a new song. What's this new song? Why is there a new song? So many Rishayim, Shlomo ben Jamaziel, the Rekech explain that at the end of the capital before, we just started saying, Vayakaran La'amai, the Asanavai, Klai Yisrael, B'mirayim, and all the Goyim, Nabi Atla Asanavai, he's talking about the Yimayis Mashiach, Asanavai, will there be a new world, there'll be a new Briah Hadasha, a new Seder to the world, a new world order, and therefore there'll be a Shir Chadash, a new song. Ibshem Shempinka says that even though we haven't merited this new world yet, we still say it every day, this Mizmar Shir Chadash, because just like Lasalavai, we'll realize everything different and it'll be a whole different Shira. So too, now we have to realize that even though we don't understand everything, we have many questions, there's many things that we don't understand, not everything's so clear. There's a lot of Hester. But still, we have to realize that it really is clear. And we should strive to say Shira as much as possible, with above our understanding, to put more emotion in, because we realize that there is a clarity that we don't have yet, but it's really there. And therefore we should say, even now, the Shir of La'asalavai. The Chasam Sofer says that the Shir Chadosh is referring to Klal Yisrael in this world. And it's contrasting this that we had in the capital beforehand, that we said the howl of the Bria. The Bria praises Hashem. The entire universe praises Hashem. The Malachim, the Tzva Hashemayim, the Oretz, the Behemoth, the Chayis, the Oifis, they all praise Hashem. Klal Yisrael Masam has a Shir Chodosh, something that nothing else has, a new song. Says the Chasam Sofer, what does this mean? The Chasam Sofer says, two pshatim. One pshat the Chasam Sofer says it means is, that Klal Yisrael is a kerek, a chidush. Klal Yisrael can be mechadish. The world is telling us voice of Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Olam, like the Nefesh Chaim tells us. Klal Yisrael has this Kerech HaChidush, they're Mechadish, they make new. So therefore they could say Shir Chodosh, a new song. Everything else can only say the songs that are already there. They don't have a Kerech HaChidush. Klal Yisrael has a Kerech HaChidush. Because the Sefer says another pshat, the Klal Yisrael Shir is considered a Shir Chodosh, because everything else that said Shira, says Shira to Hashem, Mitech Shalva V'Hashkit, they don't go through Yisurim, through Oini, through Golus, like Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went through Churbanis, Golus, Yisurim. They're oppressed, they're downtrodden, they're trampled on by all the nations of the world. People go through, even at times, when Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, but people are going through different Tzaras. David was able to say Shira to Hashem, when he was being chased by his own son, he was able to sing Shira. So that's the Shir Chodosh of Klal Yisrael, that in the Matziv, where the now everything's going good, but with our carrot, it looks like everything's going bad, it's a bleak situation. Klal Yisrael is able to lift himself above it and still sing Shir V'Tishbachis Takadish Baruch Hu. And that's the Shir Chodosh that nothing else in the Bria has, that Klal Yisrael has. There's the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Bezim and Beis, that the Gemara says, Amri Bitzchak, Yutzak Zav Roisech Latich Piv Shaloisa Rasha. The Malach poured, Shalomali Bo Malach Vesatrael Piv. The Malach slapped Nebuchadnezzar on his mouth to stop him from saying Shira. The Rebitzuk said, he gave him a klala to his mouth, and he said, if not for the fact that the malach slapped him on his mouth, Bikish Negana is Koshiris Nishbachish Amr David B'Sefer Tehillim. He wanted to be Megana all the Shiris and Nishbachish that David Melech said to Tehillim, because he would be saying much more Shiris and Nishbachish than them, much greater than one of them. Rashi says, V'il Amr Lech Nishbachish, you know, Tehachrei, and Hashem would have gone out of it. Yoyse Mecher Shiris Asa David. So the Mepharshim asks, why is this fear? Why is it that the Melech slapped him to stop him from saying his shears to his baruchus? It was talking saying such nice shalchem like his baruchu that Hashem would have gone out of the more than the shears of David. Why did the Melech do this? Or why did he have an ability and a right to do this? So Solomon Mepharshim explained based on this is similar aside to the Chasam Sofer, and they say that the Malach was showing Nebuchadnezzar, you're on top of the world now. You're powerful, you're on top of the world, you're wealthy, you're a king, you're strong. It's easy for you to say Shiro. David HaMelech said the Shiros that he said, B'bochim Bnei HaShalom B'noi. When he was running away from Shaul, when he was running away from Avshalom, David had many tzaros in his life. And through all his tzaros, he was able to see the Yad HaShem and say Shiros to the Shbachis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimamakim. From the depths, he was able to call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Malach was showing him. The Malach gave him one little slap. Not everything was perfect. He didn't come to the end of the tzaros of David HaMelech, and already he stopped saying Shiro. That's what the Malach was showing. True in words, in articulation, Nebuchadnezzar maybe was being able to say better. But there's a fundamental difference. Nebuchadnezzar was saying it, Mitoch Kol Toiv, David HaMelech, says Shiro Sizhbachos, in all situations. Even when it was bleak, even when it was bad, even when it was out of the norm, running away from his own children, running away from Shaul, when he was being persecuted, when people wanted to kill him, when he had many tzaros in his life. Now this inyan of Shira that we're going to talk about in this kapitel, Shira Hashem Shechadosh, Tilos B'kach Hasidim, and we continue in the one has to understand that singing is not just a form of expression of our emotions, but Shira takes a great place. The Levim, the Beis HaMikdash, sang Shira. The Goyim said that it's not possible to completely understand the Tzaydus and Kabbalah without knowing the Chochmas HaNegino. The Messiah said he would give away a chilek of his Elmhava for the Chochmas HaNegino. There's an old expression, Chazanim, stands for Chazanim Zen and Aronim. There used to be in Europe those that claimed that the reason was because the Olam HaNegino is right next to the Olam HaTshuva. And if the Chazanim are in the Olam HaNegino and they're not jumping over into the Olam HaTshuva, they're so close and they're not going in, they're Aronim. Shaka Feivel said that whoever said this chat didn't understand what the Olam HaNegino is. Because if one truly understood what the Olam HaNegino is, one would understand that one doesn't leave the Olam HaNegino, but one can come to with it. One won't leave it to go to the Olam HaTshuva. It's a different world, one that's not to be left so easily. Negino has a major hashpoyis to it, and the person, the creator of the Negin, the singer of it. I heard from my wife's grandfather, Shmuel Mendelovich, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was nifter this week, that when he was a bacher, he used to go to Mazitz for Shal Shalis. Whenever there was a new niggun, he used to sing it over to his father, Shaga Feivel Mendelovich. And Shaga Feivel would tell him his aris on the niggun. When the Mazitz came out with his Lametzech ben Aginis, he sang the niggun for his father. And his father told him it's a nice niggun, but it has a goyish atam to it. So the Mazitzer knew that he used to sing over the nigunim to his father. His father used to tell him his days and his hours on it. So he kept on trying to corner him, to get him to tell him what his father said, and he kept on being mishamet, minay. He didn't want to tell it to him, he was embarrassed to tell him what his father said about the niggun. It kept on evading him and avoiding him. So finally the Mazitzer cornered him and he said, what did your father say about the niggun? And he told him that his father said it's a nice niggun. He said, what else? He said, but it has a little bit, the mashu of a goyish atam. The Mazitzer told him, yeah, of course. It's bedafka azoy. Because he's singing the song, Geducha Amim Kulom. So therefore it has to have the shiro of all the Amim. I told him the story to Rabbi Yaakov Shu, his ex-shlito. And he told me that he had two brothers that learned to Beis Medrash Aliyin, Rabbi Shagaf Aivel. They were there when Shagaf Aivel used to split time between Tarvi Das and Beis Medrash Aliyin, and he had two brothers there. And one week, Bashal Shuddas, there were Mechabit, different people to sing the Gunim. Somebody started a niggun without words, just a tune. And Shagaf Aivel stopped the niggun right away. And he said, the niggun stopped from Azayim. And the Bachur started was Maida that he had heard it on the radio. We have to understand that there's Groys, Zachin, and Shiro. We don't understand them. But as we said before, Shiro can bring people to great Madragas. We don't understand them. We don't appreciate it. But we have to know the Shiro is not just a form of expression, but there's a Dvekas that comes through it. Madragas that one could reach. Chochmas that one could attain through it. Because of it. And we say Tilosoi, Bekahal Chasidim. The Tila, the praise of Hashem, is in the gathering of Chasidim. Now we say Tilosoi, Bekahal Chasidim, and Victor Miller points out that there's two benefits from being Bekahal Chasidim. That the congregant, the gathering of the Chasidim, more than individuals. Because first of all, when there's many people, each one can be marrying each other for new things, and it comes out much more Kavod Shemayim. Because even things that none of the two of them had thought of, but when it comes out, a group of people discussing something, it comes more clear. They bring out new points, and they know new things, so there's more tears at the Shmachis. But furthermore, it gives the Chashivos, because when you have a bunch of Chashiva people, we have a bunch of intellects, wealthy people, powerful people, coming together to discuss something, it gives the Chashivos to the thing. So too, when the Chassidim come together to discuss the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives a special tehillah to HaKadosh, cheshivas to the tehillahs that they're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Chassidim kipshutoi, most of our farshim learn it means Chassidim of Klal Yisrael. Shem Shem Hirsch says maybe it means even Chassidim umas ha'olam. Yismach Yisrael, Yisrael should rejoice be'oisav in its creator. So the Mepharshim ask that Hashem made all the nations. He didn't just make Klal Yisrael. Why does it say Yismach Yisrael Ba'isav? That Klal Yisrael should rejoice in its creator. So the Zepurna says the Ikar Asiyah was Beshvil Klal Yisrael. Others say it refers to this, that Hashem constantly upkeeps and makes Klal Yisrael. K'mer L'kai Oisi, like Yehav said, the Yavetz points out, that Hashem is constantly making me. And that's what we're referring to. The Sassamah says a different shot. The Sassamah says that the Iker Asiyah is, and that's Asiyah we're besimchon. We're not besimchon on our physical bodies, but it's on the neshama. Nefashish tani aisa. What's related to the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered, the creation is considered the nefesh. That's what's related. That's the main part of the bria of a person. The nefesh, the Klal Yisrael has more. The chilkel ikami ma'al, the Klal Yisrael has more than the goyim. That's what we're referring to when we say Aisa, and that's what we're simcha about, because what more in the Shama says to the Semes, and it brings many examples, is more simcha. And that's what we say Yismach Yisrael, Yisrael, that has this Chelik L'Makamiyal, it has more Nefesh. Shabbos has simcha. More also. There's more neshama, there's neshama yisera, there's main elam haba, says the sasemes. So therefore there's simcha. B'nei Tzion, the people that live in Tzion, yagilu b'malkom, who rejoice in their melech, and their melech kipshutoi, if he most pshat, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim explains that Yisrael refers to Hamaynam, B'nei Tzion refers to the people in Yerushalayim that see more, and it's incumbent on them more. And this is the Malbim Lashitasi in Haidu that says Yogil is a greater Lashon than Yismach. And therefore we say Yisrael, the Hamay Naam, is Sameach. But B'nai Tzion, the Sham B'tzion of Alocha, the B'nai Tzion that see more, they know more. They're Yogilu, they have a higher than Badrega B'malkam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we said back then that the Goyim learns that Simcha is an Adavar Chodosh and Gila is something that's not new. So the Chayrut should be the opposite way around. Because you saw that by now. Why are we giving them Simcha and Bnei Tzion and Gilo? But I think the Pshat is Because the Bnei Tzion, they were already makir more in this world. To them, it's not such a chidush. This that they'll be lost in love for them is not such a chidush. Because they were more attuned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't look so new to them. They were aware to an extent of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a much greater extent than the Hamaynam. To the Hamaynam, it looks like a davar chadosh. To the Bnei Tzion, that lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not such a chidush, what will be lost in love. And therefore, will be Yagilu b'Malkom. Now the Rishayim say that Malcolm means, a different shot means David HaMelech, the Yeshua that David HaMelech will make. Yehal Shemoyl, Mehal his name, V'mochoyl. V'mochoyl means either a flute. Chalil, says the Yavetz, or says the Yavetz, and other Rishayim, it's a hollow instrument that those that hold when they're dancing, and it's a hollow instrument that people hold when they're dancing. That's another chapter of the Yavet says. Others say it means a circle. The Yavet says it also. It means a circle that going around Chayzer Chalilo. And it's a remnant, says the Yavetz, a Michil Savin, that will be in those days, Machol, circle, Michilo, what does that mean? So I think the pshat of this is, the Shem Yishmul says, that Yosef sent the Agolos to show Yaakov, that even though he's going down, in a circle, in the wheel, everything that goes down comes up to the same exact point. And after we say, Yehal Shmai V'Machol, the circle is a remnant from Michilo, that we come back to the same point that we started from. Even though we went down a slippery slope, Tshuva will bring us back to the same exact point. And that's what we say, Yehal Shmoy V'Machol. Now what's this Indian of the circles? The circles that don't make us love it, the circles that we make by Rikudim. Some cipher. And the Chofetz Chaim in different places say, a similar aside, that the uniqueness of a circle is, and what it's coming to resemble, is that a circle is the only shape that when you have people on the outside of the circle, on the perimeter of the circle. So there's people coming to the center from all different angles. But it's equal opportunity. They're all of equal distance, and they all have the same closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each person might have his own derech of Avodas Hashem, his own derech to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody comes from different angles. Everybody has their own nishayness in life, their own tachas that they were put here for. But every single person is the same close, and everybody has the same ability to be noichal alam habo, to do the toiv ha'yoshar, and not to do bad chalilah. And that's the concept of the circle. B'saif, so saif, the Mishnah, Mekinim tells us, was made out of leather. Some translate, and it was handheld that they used when they were dancing. Some translated to mean a drum. And it would have to be like a handheld drum that you hit with your hand. Others translated it to mean a timbrel, type of tambourine that was made out of leather, as the Mishnah says, and maybe had little pieces of metal in it that you shook it and it made noise and you banged against it. The chiner is the harp. Gizamru lo, you'll sing shiro to Hashem. Ki roitza Hashem be'amoy, because Hashem wants his nation. Yifar anovim, he'll glorify those that are humble, be Yeshua and the salvation. What does this mean? If Shimon Schwab explains this to mean that we say that the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost a love, Mechaim Eis, Amato, Rav Lo Yishia, it sounds like it's going to be Yeshua lost a love. What does this mean? So he says that lost a love, there's going to be a Yom Hadin HaGadol. Malachim Yechefezon. The Malachim are going to be scared of it, such a strong Yom Hadin. And this is what they're being saved from. What is this Yom HaDin HaGadol? Why do we need a new Yom HaDin HaGadol after a person was already judged when he was nifter? And why is it so scary? So he explains, B'Shem Rabban, that the reason is because a person in his lifetime has hashpa on others, ben l'tayv, ben l'mutav. And a person gets schar, or chas v'sholom einish, dependent on that. So when a person's nifter, it's not finished his book yet. Because he had Ashpan people that could have Ashpan people that could have Ashpan people for Dari Daris, the Tov, or Chas V'Shalom L'Mutav. And it could give him more Schar or more Einish. Less in his Schar, less in his Einish. Depends if it was good or bad. So when a person's Nifter, he has a Din, Bashir Husham, right then and there, how much he did in this world and how much Ashpan he had at that point. But every year there's always more. The final Cheshbon will be Las Alavai. At the Gemara of the Cheshbonis, then it will be decided the person's new status based on all the tzoris of all his ma'asim, and that's this Yamadin Hagadol, and this is what they get a Yeshua in. How are they married a Yeshua? By being anava, by being humble. Because we said already that the sheresh of tzidkus is anava, and that's why we put opposite anava rishus. We said over from the Bnei Litim and others. The Sham Shavar says more than that, that an Anov constantly looks himself like he's lacking, he's missing. And therefore pushes him to do more and more. Because he thinks he has to do more and he knows it's a compliment to the power to do more because he doesn't look at himself like he's worth too much in this world, like he's done so much. And that's what brings him to do much, to merit that he should have a Shpa, the Taiv, and more people. And encourages him to watch himself from doing Ra'a Chas V'Sholem. That's the Mashmiel Ra'a. So somebody that's an Anav, he's humble in his own eyes. So he's constantly pushing himself and striving to do more to justify his being in this world, to justify his essence. To be Oyvei HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly like he should, such a person will be glorified with the salvation that I have by the Yom HaDin HaGadol.